Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio by...
Hi, I'm Vincent.
Vincent, don't be so shy. Come on, really. I mean, outside the studio, he's laughing, he's joking. We bring him in and put a microphone in, and suddenly he's like, hello, my name is Vincent.
This thing is very intrusive.
How are you, sir, anyway?
I'm good.
Have you been busy?
Yes.
What have you been up to in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we've been packing up, I guess.
You're not finishing already. I thought your business was on the way up.
Wait. Packing up? You know, going on holiday?
No, we are moving.
Oh.
So that's why I'm busy with that.
Where to?
Somewhere in Kalajaya.
Okay.
Yes.
So KL Fashion Week, how was that? Was that a big blur?
It was all right.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, from what I understand, you appeared on Adeline's show, Style File, a little while ago. And we kind of a bit of a joke about it, about what you talked about earlier. What I want to know is, from what I understand about you, you started out as an assistant when you were quite young, but you picked up photography
Technician.
But you picked up photography very early on.
Yes.
What is it about, I mean, what, you just picked up a camera and started shooting, or was it one of those flat square kind of cameras? Do you remember those?
Yes.
With the cartridges? I can't remember what they were called.
Polaroids.
You are,
no, not the Polaroids, the other ones. They were like flat.
No, you're too old. Dude, Vincent's not that old.
I'm going to come over there in a minute. Seriously though, how did you start out?
Well, I started out, I got my first camera when I was in first year uni. Mm. And that was my really first camera that I bought for myself.
35 millimeter?
That's an SLR. Huh. And then I got hooked. In the sense that, you know, in normal Malaysian language, it's like, you kena racun lah.
Okay.
It's like you got poisoned.
Right.
And so the poison has been in me for... The longest time.
Right.
So I'm still doing the same thing.
So it's been 10 years now?
More than 10 years.
More than 10 years.
12 years now.
Wow.
So it's not just a pastime, obviously, you know, and it's taken over your entire life by the, you know.
Yeah, you could say that it's like a marriage.
Go on, explain how.
You basically wake up doing the same thing. Uh-huh. You it's like a wife.
Right.
Like you wake up and it's like you see her. And then when you finish work, you see her again. And then when you're working, you still see her.
This sounds like you're doing a PSA against marriages.
No. But it's been a fun roller coaster 12 years, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing, right?
It's a good thing.
All right, well, hold that thought then. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. What we want to do, though, folks, is quickly remind you about... Are we calling it a giveaway? We are calling it a giveaway.
It is a giveaway. Because we're giving away two Blunt umbrellas, which is worth 200 ringgit 50 each. It's a lot, yeah?
Yeah.
It's expensive. Now, just all you have to do is just tell us why you should have an umbrella. And you just got to be creative and tell us why do you deserve to win one.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you got to hashtag us, my Blunt umbrella.
Mm-hmm. It can be on Instagram. It can be on Twitter. It can be on Facebook. As long as you are using that hashtag and we can keep track of it.
Yes.
We'll find out whether or not you're a winner or not. Right, break time. 01620019000 if you want to get in touch and have some fun. I suppose, really, you could also send in an SMS, I guess. But, you know, it's way more fun if you use social media. Anyway, we'll be back, of course, with Vincent. And we'll be picking his brains very shortly. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Vincent.
So just before the break, we were asking you to take part in our giveaway this evening. If you want to win one of these fancy Blunt umbrellas, they're worth around 250 ringgit. All you have to do is give us a good reason why you deserve one and hashtag it with my Blunt umbrella.
Be creative. Send us your answers on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter as well. So make sure you must hashtag us, okay? Mm. My Blunt umbrella.
So... nominated as one of Levi's Go Forth Pioneers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, it's a global marketing campaign with this desire to make a positive difference in the world.
Yeah.
This is what I hear. Go forth.
Can you explain to me exactly what that means in English?
Well, basically, that campaign.
So you don't even know either.
No, I do. But basically, that campaign was it ran for a year, I guess. Mm. I think 3 years back. Mm. So they were in the lookout for basically pioneers from the creative side.
Right.
So I was chosen as one of the visual artists, I guess. Yeah. So we amongst myself, there's Miss Nina. And there's also Nini Marini that year. So, yeah, we sort of like met up and collaborated for Levi's. But what they were looking for was basically, I guess it's our energy, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Energy.
I like the sound of that. I could do with some of that, actually.
Need some chi-chi. Yeah.
Yeah. You're wearing a pair of Levi's, I see.
I am indeed, yeah. Yeah. I am head to toe in Levi's most of the time.
Proud of you.
We're doing a free branding right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Levi's.
Name drop.
It never works. You know, years ago, you used to be able to do that, but nowadays you can't do it. Sure. Okay, from now, I'm reading about this whole minimalism thing that you're really, really into. And I like the idea behind that.
Yes.
Which kind of brings me onto this question about everybody being able to be a photographer, Instagram and Snapchat, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that people can do that.
Yep.
What do you think about the whole, you know, editing, filtering process that a lot of people will go through to put stuff, to make it look special, right? I mean, a photo is a photo.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people did mention before that, you know, you do not need a DSLR to take a picture. You can
not
use your
now,
iPhone.
Right,
there's
exactly.
So many filters. You can edit your own. You know, you don't have to use Photoshop or anything. So what do you think?
I think that technology has made us being a bit slacky, I guess.
Agreed.
So with just a touch of button, you can just, whoa, look at my photo. But then for us old school kind of people, we would think that it has more technicality to it.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why I'm still doing photography, because of the technicality. It sort of like challenges me.
Mm. What?
Like when you try to recreate an artificial sunlight. Mm. So that is quite difficult in our country.
Is it?
And yeah. Because there's a lot of angles to it. Anyways. Like I said, it technology has created has advanced so much that we feel that it's easy now to do photography.
Right.
To do pictures, to take a snap of
pictures.
Yeah,
but it seems that everyone can be a photographer right now.
Yes, no doubt about that. But I guess at the end of the day, it's what you try to, what kind of story are you trying to tell your readers or your viewers? Mm. So I guess the eye, or if your message has to be important. Yeah,
I think that's a good point. And that's, you can kind of differentiate, if you, to put the term photographer around somebody, I think is somebody who is telling a story. Whereas somebody who's, you know, just using their phone every day to kind of catalog everyday life, I wouldn't necessarily put that moniker on. I don't know.
Well, that's why when you see social media nowadays, they don't call themselves photographers or visual artists or whatnot anymore. They call themselves content creators.
Yeah, we've heard that term a lot.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so what kind of content are you creating?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the message? What's your focus?
So for you, what is a good message and what is... what makes a good photograph for you? When you see something and when you know something is going to be good...
Well, like I said, art is very abstract.
Yeah.
It's very subjective. So it depends on the work that you have produced and whether do you get any response from normal people, like a layperson. So if you do get, and probably it boils down to whether are you able to create a photograph, and does that photograph being able to connect to the viewers?
Mm.
Yeah. So normally I'll put in some little message that if you do get it, you get it. You don't get it.
So what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sneaky fella. So what about in terms of photographers you kind of admire, whether they be local, international, who would you kind of look at?
There are a lot of them out there. Like local ones, I can say there's Chuan Lui. Mm. There is Steve Kaw. Yeah. And then I kind of like some street photographers out there too, mm-hmm. like Garbage Lapsap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is like doing like things like documenting street style in a sense.
Right, right. Yeah.
So international ones, I guess you can get the older ones like Patrick Demarchelier, Rankin, Nick Knight, Guy Baudin, who else? Araki, Daido, things like that. But if you talk about fashion, I've always liked works from Steve Klein, Steven Meisel, David Sims. I'm a big fan of David Sims because I think his DNA is to be. You have to love his style because he changes, and yet he retains his DNA.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to do,
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get that. But what is it then that? Because there are so many people taking photographs, mm-hmm. and there are so many people uploading them and sharing them and whatever. But what really makes, other than telling a story, somebody really stand out when they take a photograph? What really makes something?
What's the impact?
Yeah, right? I mean, when you're scrolling through Instagram, for example, what on an immediate kind of look would make you stop and go, actually, that's a good picture?
Well, I guess it's the composition, the lighting, and... for me, it's whether do you see what the photographer is trying to relate in a sense. So it's very personal, I guess. So sometimes when you're in a good mood, when you scroll down Instagram or something, it's like, oh, this is very nice. Mm. Okay. And when you're in a bad mood, it's like, oh, this is actually not nice.
Well, sometimes it's nice because the lighting is good. Exactly, and, you know, you can even take a picture of someone walking or maybe posing next to a restaurant.
Or even a selfie, Adeline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it best. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. But things like this does dilute the value of photography. Mm-hmm. But, well, we can't control that, can't we? So I guess we have to do photography that has got value and photography that has got like...
content.
Yes.
Well, a picture tells 1,000 words, right?
Apparently so. Right. Time for a short break. We will be back, of course, in a few moments with news from page 2 and, of course, Smarty Pants. Are you a competitive person?
Not really.
Can you pretend to be?
Yeah, I can.
Are you a competitive person?
Yes,
I am. There you go. Right, folks, we'll be back after these messages. As we mentioned, though, very quickly, if you want to take part in our giveaway, Adeline, tell them.
Well, so we're giving away 2 Blunt umbrellas, which is worth 200 ringgit 50 each. So just tell us why you should have an umbrella and just be creative and then send it to us on our Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. Just to let you guys know, Instagram and Twitter is BFM Radio or BFM TTON, and our Facebook is That Time of Night on BFM 89.9. Don't forget to hashtag My Blunt Umbrella.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
I'm VPYP.
There you go. So just before the break... stop mocking him. Come on. He's very competitive. He might beat you or something.
He's trying.
If you ask him
you
nicely...
You forced him.
If you Let's ask him nicely, how. He might take some nice pictures before... In fact, we could do with some nice pictures before... We'll talk to you about this later.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were asking you earlier on if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening. We're giving away these Blunt umbrellas. They have no sharp points at any point on the umbrella. I'm making my own jokes terribly. That's why they're called Blunt, right? If you want one of these, all you have to do is tell us why.
You should win.
Yeah. Be creative. Yeah. Have some fun.
Tell us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So Instagram and Twitter is BFM TTON. And on Facebook is That Time of Night on BFM 89.9. So don't forget to hashtag us My Blunt Umbrella.
Right. So we've
or
got,
else we can't track you.
That's true. Yeah. So we've got Smarty Pants coming up in just a moment. But before we do that, of course, we have this thing that we call News from Page 2. Sounds like this.
Extra! Extra! Beat all the stars!
What's all the shouting?
I'm going to be laughing about this already before I even start. Now, it's a the reason I picked this story, Vincent, this is between me and you.
Let's okay. What do you mean? Just hello, hello, hello.
Just for 2 minutes. Let's assume that Adeline is not sad here, right?
Covering my eyes right now.
A couple of years ago, Adeline told me this story about one of her pets. She had a pet goldfish.
Not one.
Okay.
20.
Okay. And one of these goldfish sadly passed away, right? Aww. And to kind
that's
of...
a violin.
What she decided to do was to try and give the goldfish mouth to mouth.
No, no, you're wrong.
No, actually, she was giving it CPR, right? I'm not joking. And so it became one of those cute little stories that you kind of store away.
I was young.
Do you have a name?
Yeah, what was the goldfish called?
There's too many. I can't even
the
remember.
The one you gave CPR, you forgot the name of?
I didn't give just one. I gave like three or four of them because they were the only one half alive.
Anyway, so that story kind of stuck with me. And I thought, you know, what kind of lengths would people go to kind of preserve the pets that they love and look after? And I read about this woman who's from Brisbane in Australia. And she has a pet goldfish, of course, which costs...
A.
Which cost something like $12 or something along, you know.
Okay.
It's expensive.
Well, it's a goldfish. You know, it's a big goldfish. And this poor goldfish, as it was swimming around in the bottom of its tank, swallowed a pebble. And therefore, she's looking... I shouldn't be laughing. She's looking in the tank and she's seeing this poor goldfish trying to spit out this pebble. And it couldn't. So she decided to take this goldfish to the vets, which is an unusual decision, you know, because most people think a goldfish is a kind of throwaway kind of pet, right? Uh-huh. And she ended up paying $500 Australian dollars, which is 1,547 ringgit, to save the life of this goldfish. What they had to do was to drip the stuff in the water to make it go to sleep, and then they ended up pulling out the pebble from the poor goldfish.
Oh, poor thing.
Now, my question is, and I'm not judging you should you say no, would you spend 1,500 ringgit on the life of a goldfish?
Well, I didn't have to spend money. I just did it my own.
That's not answering my question. But nice try.
If it's a koi or if it's an arowana.
Right.
Yeah,
if it's a big, expensive fish.
Correct.
And you're collecting them and you've put money into them. But I don't know. I mean,
okay, maybe this goldfish, you know, there's a story behind, you know.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. That's why she's trying. She'll pay that amount just to save the fish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying she's crazy for doing it. I'm just
she's
saying
not crazy.
It's
she's
a lot of money to save
someone's
a goldfish.
Life.
So essentially, this fish weighs 13 grams, right? Which means that for what she paid, it is actually worth its weight in gold. That's not a joke. It's true.
I'm not saying it's a joke. I'm not laughing.
You're giving me that look like, mm-hmm.
No, I like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, right. So we're moving on to Japan now, from what I understand. The next story.
Yeah, Japan is Vincent.
Yes. So apparently we all found out that Tokyo is going to be the next host for the Olympics.
Yeah, did you watch the video?
Yes.
Shinzo Abe came out. Super Mario.
Good. Yeah. So in preparation for that, Panasonic recently did a trial run on their megaphones.
Mm-hmm.
So this megaphone actually could directly, or in a sense that it's quite instantaneously, translate whatever that the Japanese speaker is talking.
Mm-hmm.
And to three other different languages right now. So it's like English, Korean, and Mandarin. So yeah, that's quite interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, so we did a story very similar, if you remember, a while ago. I think there's been a couple of these kind of things. And a lot of them were kind of...
It was a very small device.
Right.
And
they called
it work?
Babel Fish or something like that.
I can't remember how it works. Or you just got to speak to it, that device, and then it translates automatically.
Yeah. Oh. And one of them, it turned out, was just some big old marketing ploy. But for Panasonic, with the Olympics coming up and Japan all in one sentence, this kind of thing kind of makes a bit more sense.
Yeah, but how much does it cost, though?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But they are planning to deploy them throughout Japan in 2020. Mm.
It's going to be one of those things, though, that's probably not available to general public. It's to, like, policemen.
But it's from Panasonic. I guess you could purchase them offline.
That would be so much fun, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to it, Adeline?
Yeah.
What would you get translated? And be polite. Get on the train. Move
Why?
Out of the way. Well, have you seen the subways in Tokyo?
I haven't been to Japan.
You will literally get shoved on. You know, rush hour is crazy.
Not as bad as India, right? And China.
Yeah, different kind of vibe.
Hmm.
Anyway, okay.
What would you say then?
I would say, get out of my way. My turn, please. Nicely?
No, I say just feed me. Give me food.
Yeah, that's true. But you can just do the hand actions for that, right?
Yeah, but it depends on what kind of food, right, they give you.
Okay. All right then, what have you got?
Oh, mine is a tech story as well.
She's moody today.
You're cheeky today.
Come on, okay. What have you got?
It's a tech story as well. Okay. It's in the States. Now, I want to ask you both, have you ever gone shopping and then forgot where you parked your car?
No, because I don't drive.
Okay. Numerous times.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
Now, there's good news, but this is only in the States at the moment. So the good news is, you know, this company created the technology by solving many of life's most annoying problems so they can actually find your car. So it's a little small device. It's a very tiny device. I think it's like 50 cent coin, the older 50 cent coin. And it's a tracking app. So it's a GPS tracking app. You can track your car. So you just put it in your car and then it connects to your, just download the app. It connects to your phone. So let's say, you know, Richard drive your car somewhere else and then your app, your device is in that car. Mm. And you have your phone with you and you can track where he parked your car.
Mm. Whoa.
It tells you.
I think I can apply that to other people, like human beings too, right?
Oh. Yeah, so you can put it on your pet. You know, you can find your pet as well.
Oh.
Cars, you can be... anything, you know, even your luggage when you want to travel.
Yeah.
So you want to track because sometimes, you know, your luggage gets missing when you travel overseas and all, right? So you can put it in your luggage and you can track where your luggage is.
I think some of the higher end kind of car manufacturers have included something similar, I think, you know, where you park. Yeah. But I normally find it easy enough just to take a picture of where I parked. You know.
but what if you forgot?
True. Yeah.
Yeah, but because, you know, this device, you know, is so tiny and, I mean... It won't go missing easily because you're gonna put it in, you know, your wallet or something. But it's so cheap because it's only $29.
Oh, brilliant.
So you can buy a few and put it in different places, and knowing that if you know that you're gonna forget where you're gonna misplace your maybe your bag, your wallet, your luggage, your car. If you're forgetful,
we could solve the problem of where the sock goes when it comes out of the washing machine.
Oh!
This could solve that issue because it's one of those things that happens forever. Where is the sock?
And this device is called Tracker. So it's T-R-A-C-K and then the capital R.
Tracker.
Yeah, so again, it's just, maybe you can buy it and try it out.
Let's try one of those.
Yeah,
I could put it on my mum.
Oh, come on.
Find out where she is.
But you know, people may misuse this device, you know, and put it on your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and try where this person is and not knowing.
Stalk someone,
which is quite dangerous, you know, sometimes.
I noticed you're the one that came up with that idea.
No!
Patent pending. Patent pending, right?
You know, but I think one of our telco companies, there's a device, an app that you can actually find your friends.
The Apple do that.
Is it?
Yeah, there's an app called Find Your Friends, yeah.
That's quite dangerous, but the thing is,
you have to agree.
What's the trust?
You have to agree to kind of opt into it. So let's say, for example, if I wanted to know where you were, I'd say to you, Adeline, can you switch on your Find My Friends? And then you would see Richard is requesting kind of thing. So, you know, it's not...
But it's good if you're going to put it in your kid's pocket or something.
Yeah,
so, you know,
it's a great
idea.
Find
your kid.
Yeah, yeah. Or cat even, if my cat wandered off somewhere.
Or your fish.
Or your...
How far can your fish go? How far? Down your throat?
Oh, right. Anyway, ladies and gents, we're going to move on. We've got Smarty Pants coming up. Vincent, I hope you're about ready for this. Now, it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, please say skip and we move right along. All right? Your 3 minutes start now. What's the name of the online peer-to-peer audio file sharing service which operated between June 1999 and July 2001? Napster or LimeWire?
Napster.
On which date is St. Valentine's Day traditionally celebrated? The 4th of July or the 14th of February?
14th February.
Composers Joseph Haydn and Franz Schubert were born in which country? Switzerland or Austria?
Austria.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have? One or four?
Four.
Which animal is the symbol of the Rastafari religion? Lion or tiger?
Lion.
Who designed Victoria Beckham's wedding dress? Was it Vera Wang or Zhang Toi?
Vera Wang.
In 1996, Dolly the Sheep was successfully cloned in which European country? Was it Scotland or England?
Scotland.
Which artist's studio was known as The Factory? Andy Warhol or Keith Haring?
Andy Warhol.
By what name was Mongol leader Temujin better known? Genghis Khan or Kublai Khan?
Genghis Khan.
In Greek mythology, what is the name of the many-headed monster slain by Heracles? The Cerberus or the Hydra?
The Hydra.
What color is absinthe, pink or green?
Absinthe, is it green?
The heat of what is measured on the Scoville scale? Chili peppers or alcohol?
Chili peppers.
Who plays Zorro's wife, Elena, in the 2005 film The Legend of Zorro? Catherine Zeta-Jones or Penelope Cruz?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Cantabrigians are residents of which English city? Cambridge or Canterbury?
Canterbury.
It's Cambridge. American singer Catherine Hudson is better known by what name? Kate Hudson or Katy Perry?
Kate Hudson.
No. Oh. Haneda Airport is in which Asian country? Japan or Myanmar?
Japan.
Top hat, iron, dog, and ship are all pieces in which board game? Monopoly or Game of Life?
A Monopoly.
A pod is a group of which animals? Whales or dolphins?
Dolphins?
It's whales. Sugar. Logophobia is the abnormal fear of what? Words or numbers?
Words.
In the Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, what did the dwarves mine for? Gold or diamonds?
Gold.
Diamonds. What is the name of the coffee bean, the most expensive in the world, which is eaten and excreted by the civet? Is it Kopi Luwak or Kopi Gajah?
Luwak.
Which record label did Michael Jackson first record on? Motown or Epic Records?
Motown.
Scientist Albert Einstein was born in which country? Austria or Germany?
Austria.
The other one. Mercury 7, also referred to as the original 7, were a group of what? Astronauts or sailors?
Astronauts.
Lithology is the study of which natural substance? Rocks or lithium?
Rocks.
Which fictional superhero is known as the Man of Steel? Superman or Shazam?
Superman.
Who played Danny Zuko in the 1978 film Grease? Was it John Travolta or Barry Pearl?
John Travolta.
Of course it was. We are out of time. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well VPYP has done. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Joining us in the studio is...
Vincent.
Vincent. He sounds a lot more confident now, right?
Vincent.
So at the beginning of the show, he was very quiet. Then we had him a little bit competitive.
Super competitive. Right. His eyes was wide awake.
Right? He was like pushing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
How many did we get through there?
20? I was just trying to guess things.
That's the idea.
Well, we got through like 27 questions.
That's quite unusual. We don't normally get through that many, actually.
Whoa.
So very quickly, what we decided to do at the top of the show, of course, is if you wanted to win one of these blunt umbrellas, we asked you to tell us why you deserve to have one or why you should win one.
Be creative.
And then hashtag us with my blunt umbrella. So we'll announce tomorrow who are the winners.
Mm-hmm.
So you can all keep track of your social media that way. Just be interesting. Be funny. You've got about 5 minutes before we tie
be
up.
Be funny.
Be funny. Be interesting. Be creative.
Be funny like Richard.
I'm funny.
He can be cheeky.
I'm
like
just
Richard
funny
too.
Looking. That's all the funny I am. Anyway, Vincent, how well do you think you did in Smarty Pants?
I have no idea.
Well, we're about to find out.
Okay.
So let's go through some of the questions you got wrong.
All right, the first one. Cantabrigians are residents of which English city? Is Cambridge?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I know. This is the first time.
Yeah. Canto.
Okay, all right, anyways. American singer Catherine Hudson is better known by what name? Is Katy Perry?
My friends are going to kill me.
A pod is a group of which mammals? Is whales. In the Disney film Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, what did the dwarves mine for? Is diamonds. And finally, scientist Albert Einstein was born in which country? Is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Paul Young scored 22 points.
Wow. Well done. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Now then, young man.
Yes.
And I can say that now. you're on Instagram, Twitter, everything, because people can check out your work, I assume.
Yep.
What's your handle for Instagram?
It's VPYP.
Okay. And yep. What are you going to be up to over the next couple of weeks after you've moved all your stuff into your new studio?
I have few projects coming up, so we are planning on that. So, yeah, we're going to move first, settle down. And then start. I guess this project would be until next year. So, yeah,
you've been very
busy.
Secretive. Very secretive.
Yeah. I want to. What kind of project?
What
are you
kind of project?
You will know. You know.
Oh,
you
we'll
will
know
when it's out.
Oh, we'll know.
So
okay.
When will it be out?
There's one coming out in December, I think.
Okay.
And there's one more next.
What is it
year.
About?
Santa Claus, obviously, clearly.
It's a collaborative project. that we're planning. So,
oh, these creative types are so tight-lipped.
So secretive.
No, we've signed some, you know. Mm.
Okay, so where can people look forward to? Like, you know, they can find out on your Facebook page or your website.
My website, yeah, it's coming out. We are rebranding and we are also updating. Revamping our website, yes. Mm. So probably there and my Instagram.
Lovely.
And Twitter.
Okie dokie. Okay. Thank you very much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Richard.
Nice to meet
you.
Right, so what we do at the end of the show, we've got some facts that we want to give out, some silly things
facts,
that we've learned.
Have you? Uh-oh. I have. Why don't you go first?
Okay.
I have too many to choose from.
I'm guessing one of your facts is the same as mine, so it's probably good that I get it.
Which one?
It's about Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
Right? Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, so have you been watching
Narcos,
yeah. Right? We know how wealthy he was, and his children wanted everything, right? Yep. So his daughter at one point actually wanted a unicorn, right? Dad, I want a unicorn. Clearly, there are no unicorns unless you're from North Korea and think you are Kim Jong-un. Now, so what he did is he got his daughter a horse, he stapled a cone on its nose, and he stapled wings on the back of the poor thing. I'm not joking. And eventually, the poor horse died because it was infected.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes.
Don't you have a happier fact?
Unicorns! Everybody loves unicorns. No?
Unicorns that farts rainbow.
There's no such thing.
Or glitter.
I think your intern thinks that she's one of those, all right?
Oh, you mean fake?
Yeah.
Fake one. Hey, fake one. Anyway, my fact. So in the UK, the cost of raising a child from birth to 21 years old is over $300,000.
Wow.
Aren't you glad you're here?
Yeah. Anyway, Vincent, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Everybody, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.